Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, I'm sorry, daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. And so we're going to begin with Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara made an interesting statement in yesterday's daf, in the bottom of the daf. The Rav said that a mavoi, an alleyway, that without a shitufe mavoos, they didn't make some kind of union to join all the members of the alleyway together. So, Rav made a statement that you can only carry four amos. You can't carry throughout the entire alleyway. And Abai said there's a difference. He says that if there was an Eruv Chatzeros, right, the houses lead into the Chatzer, and the different Chatzeros lead, many houses lead into one Chatzer, many Chatzeros lead into one Mavoi. So if there's an Eruv Chatzeros, and you can carry from the house to the courtyard back to the houses, then you can only carry four amos in the alleyway. But if there is no Eruv Chatzeros, then you can carry in the entire mavoi. That's where we got until. And we're going to sort of, the Gemara is going to give two different possible explanations as to why this is so. So, Amalei Rav Chanina, four lines from the bottom, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. Amalei Rav Chanina, Chozah the Rabbi. Rav Chanina, Chozah says to Rabbi, Maishna ki Eruv Chatzeros im batim. What's the difference whether you make an Erev Chatzeros or not? Well, you make the Erev Chatzeros with the houses, so the reason is that the Chatzeros are no longer considered Chatzeros, and they are considered houses. Because once you make an Erev Chatzeros, so it's as if there aren't two separate domains, but the Chatzer turns into a house, as it were, a halachic house. And Virav Latame, and Rav follows his reasoning, the Marav, in Hamova Nita Balachi Vakora, Achiu Batu Vachatseros Psuchim Lesocho. The only time is that you can carry in a Mavoi if you have two houses open to every Chatser, and at least two Chatseros, two courtyards that are open to a Mavoi. Presumably, the Rashba says the reason is that if you have, let's say, you have a number of houses leading to a number of courtyards, which eventually lead into a mavoi. If you have a number of houses leading into a chatzer, so then you have stuff going back and forth from the house to the chatzer, from the chatzer back to the house. So then they will do all of their things, all their needs, in the chatzer, but they will not. Since there are like a lot of houses and a lot of chatzeros going into the mavoi, so then people are embarrassed to do their private needs and bring their food and bring things in the alleyway. And so there's not a lot of traffic of people carrying stuff in the alleyway if they can use the chatzer. So not going to use the alleyway. So therefore, we're not so concerned you're going to carry from the alleyway, from the mavoi to Rishus HaRabim. So therefore they said, all you need is a crossbeam to carry in the mavoi, because people are mostly doing their carrying in the chatzer, and not so many in the mavoi. However, when the houses and the courtyards are not open into the alleyway, there's not a lot of traffic, not a lot of stuff that's going on in the chatzer. So I'm saying, so therefore, there aren't so many people going into the alleyway. So therefore, more people will be willing to do bring stuff into the mavoi, and therefore Chazal forbade you to carry throughout the mavoi. So the Gemara says, v'hachad here, when the chatzeros, in a sense, become houses, halachic houses, because they are chatzeros, batim ika chatzeros leka, it's not considered as if there are chatzeros, there are courtyards. And so therefore, the lechi and the korah do not help you to allow you to carry in the mavoi. So the Gemara says, wait a second. But kilo ervu nami lechzinu lahari batim kamande stimu dami. Yeah, but if you don't have an erev chatzeros, then you can't carry from the houses to the courtyards, as if the houses are closed off, and you only have courtyards. So then v'chatzeros iku batim leika, then you only have chatzeros and not batim. So you never have a situation where you have both chatzeros and batim. So you never have a situation where you can carry the mavoi. That can't be correct. So Gemara says, no, not necessarily. Maybe the situation where everyone, there's no Eruv Chatzeros, but let's say all the owners of the houses that empty into one Chatzer are mevatel. They cancel. They give permission to one guy to carry in the chatzer. So therefore, you have one house and a chatzer, and then we say that you could carry into the mavoi. The Gemara says sof bayis ika batim like, yeah, but there are two houses. I thought you need two houses per chatzer. So Gemara says, Efshar, it seems, I think, that you can only be mevatel your rishus to one guy, that everyone can only be mevatel their rishus to one guy. They can't, so that more people, in order to allow, it seems to this Gemara, I think, in order to allow two people to carry from a house to a chatzer and back to the house, you need an erev chatzer, where they all share a box of matzah or some bread, they all share some food. But if you're simply to allow one person to carry from his house to the chatzer, you don't need an erev chatzer. You just need all the homeowners to be mevata the rishus to one guy. That will allow one person to carry in the chatzer. So Gemara says, but you don't have two houses. So efshar the mitzafer vad pagel the yom lechavichad when pagel the yom lepanya lechavichad. So maybe the case is that from morning until midday they're mevata the rishus to one guy, and from midday to the evening, they're mevatel. They give over the right to go into the chatzer to another guy. So now you have two houses. Gemara says no, but so be eden the isi lahai leisi lahai. At the end of the day, there's no time where you have, where one person has the right, another person doesn't have the right. So you don't have a situation where you have batim and chatzeros that are opened to a mavoi that would ever allow you to carry in a mavoi. So that can't be what we're talking about. So Elmer Rashi says no. He says that Rav holds, he rejects this, this Rav Chanina Choza'a's, understanding of Rav. He says the following. Rav says that a mavoi is permitted. You can carry in a mavoi with an alleyway that's closed on three sides with walls, and then there's a lechi, a stake in the ground, or a crossbeam. They say that a mavoi you can carry as long as you have a lechi or a koreh, as long as houses and courtyards are open into it. And the distinction he makes between whether they make an erev chatzeros or not is the following. Mi garam lechatzeros she'asru. Who causes that the courtyards become forbidden, that you can't carry from them to the mavoi without this shitufei mavos? Batim, the houses, veleika, and it doesn't exist. So what does this mean? According to Rabbi Shimon, that we saw yesterday's daf, the mavoi and the chatzeros and the psuchos and the chatzeros, so they're all considered one rishus, one domain, and you can carry from one to the other, even if you did not make a shitufei mavos. Okay, Rav Shimon says that you can carry from the mavoi to the chatzer and the chatzer to the mavoi, even if there's no shitufei mavos. And Rav said that's only in the following case, only in the following situation, that you did not make an erev chatzeros. Why? Because think about it, if you didn't make an erev chatzeros, then you don't have a lot of stuff in the courtyards. Because if there's no erev chatzeros, people cannot carry from their houses to their yard, to the yard, to the common yard, and back from the common yard back to the houses. So you're not going to have a lot of stuff in the chatzer, and therefore, since there's not a lot of stuff in the chatzer, we're not so concerned that you're going to carry from the chatzer to the mavoi and out to Rishus HaRabim. Because why? You're not going to carry from the house to the courtyard, to the mavoi, because you're not allowed to carry from the house to the mavoi. So there's not a lot of stuff in the chatzer. So if they did not make an eruv chatzeros, so then you can carry in the mavoi. However, if they did make an eruv chatzeros, now you have a lot of stuff in the chatzer, in the courtyard, because people are constantly bringing their stuff from their houses to the common courtyard. So then you cannot move from the chatzer to the mavoi, even the kalim that remained in the chatzer. Why? Because we're concerned that you're going to take also the stuff that were in the house, and you're going to carry from the house to the chatzer to the mavoi. So then we said you can't even carry from the chatzer to the mavoi. Okay. So that is how we explain that halacha. Amar Chia Barab Rav Yochanan Lo Lakol Amar Blazer Machshir Mitzvah Dochid Es HaShavos. When Rabbi Lazar said that Machshir Mitzvah overrides Shabbos, it's not It's not all cases. Sherei shtei halachem chovas hayom heim v'lo l'madam Rabbi Lezer elam gzeira shava. That shtei halachem is a are two loaves of bread that you bring as a korban and shavuos. Those are an obligation of the day, so you can't push them off till the next day. And he only learned that you can bring them and you can, I guess, bake them on Yom, on Shabbos, if it happens to be, on Shavuos, from a Gzeira Shava. There is not an absolute principle they learned somewhere that Makshire mitzvah, that again, what's necessary to perform mitzvah, not the mitzvah itself, but what's necessary to perform the mitzvah can be done on Shabbos. No, you have to learn each case, because he doesn't hold that it applies to every single case. So what, how do you know Shtei Alechem? The time of Lazar Omer, Minayin L'machshir Shtei Alechem Shilchin Atzei Shabbos. How do you know that preparing the Shtei Alechem, i.e. baking it and kneading the dough and harvesting, whatever it is over at Shabbos? Nemar Havaba Omer V'nemar Havaba B'Shtei Alechem. Torah says the Lashon of Hava'a, bringing, in both cases, by Shtei Alechem, and also by the mitzvah of the Korban Omer that we bring on the second day of Pesach. Mahava Hamur Ba'Omer Machshir. And just like the case of Hava, bringing, that we find by the Korban Omer, we say that Machshirin Dochin as a Shabbos overrides the Shabbos, like harvesting, grinding, and sifting. So Afava Hamur B'Shtei Alechem, also the bringing by Shtei Alechem, Machshirin, which are the baking, Dochin as a Shabbos overrides the Shabbos. So Gemara says, Mufni, one of these psukim, right, one of the words are extra, is extra. Dilo mufni ikal mefa, because if it wasn't extra, you could question. Mala omer shekein imatza kotzer kotzer, tomer b'shtei alechem, shi imatza kotzer eino kotzer. That there's a difference between omer and shtei alechem. By the korban ha-omer, if you already found the wheat was harvested, you still have to harvest it. So you could argue that when it comes to the mitzvah of Omer, harvesting the Omer is not machshirei, but it's actually the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is not simply to bring the Korban Omer, but it is to harvest it. So maybe only in that case do we say that it overrides Shabbos. But maybe Shtei Halechem, maybe, because by Shtei Halechem, if you, let's say you have wheat that's already harvested, you don't have to harvest new wheat on Shabbos in order to bring the Shtei Halacha. So maybe then you cannot learn from Omer to Shtei Halacha. And again, even though it's a Gzeira Shava, so there are different opinions of when you can learn a Gzeira Shava or not. Gzeira Shava, they have the same words. So according to, at this stage of the Gemara is suggesting that had the words of Hava, which are the common words in both places, if neither of the words were extra, right, then you would not be able to learn the Gzeirah Shaveh, because you can challenge the Gzeirah Shaveh just like you would challenge a Kal V'chomer. So therefore, lo'i afnuye mufne. So really, we can say that since one of the psukim is extra, and you use it for a drasha, because you have one word that's extra, you can't challenge it, when you can't challenge it by saying that, oh, one is more strict than the other, and that's why it has this halacha. The Gemara is trying to explain which of the psukim are extra. Now we say we have one that's extra. Is it Omer, or is it Shtei Alecha? The Gemara says, Michti, let's see. The Torah says, by Omer, and you will bring the Omer, right? And then it says, right after that, Miyom Haviachem, from the day that you bring the Omer. So Lamali, why does it say Haviachem again? Why does it say the Lashon of Havash? That's an extra word. And so obviously it's telling you that it's coming to teach, say that the laws of Omer are similar to the laws of Shtei Halechem. Vakati mufne mitzad echad hu, v'shemin le Rabbi Elazar domar mufne mitzad echad lemeidu meishivin. Ah, but wait a second. The Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer actually holds that if Gzeira Shava is only mufna mitzad echad, let's say there's only one of the two words is extra, is unnecessary, then you can learn Gzeira Shava, but you can challenge it based on one of the topics, one of the halachic institutions being more severe. So he's, Rabbi Lezer, of that opinion. So since it's mufna mitzad echad, there's only one extra word of hava, so then you can challenge it. So Gemara answers, to taviyu ribuyahu. So the Gemara answers that in the pasuk where it says "Mimoshvosechem taviu lechem tenufa," from your dwelling place you should bring lechem tenufa. The word taviu is extra, and we learn from there to a drasha of the Gzeirah Shavah. So again, we learn that that because it says by Shavuos, the earlier pasuk it says you have to bring a mincha chadasha. And then the pasuk could have said "Mimoshvosechem lechem tenufa." Why is it say "Mimoshvosechem taviu"? So again, it's mufne mishneit stadim. Now we have an extra word in both instances, so you can learn the Gzeira Shava without challenging it. So now we have both that the machshire of Omer and shtei lechem are doches Shabbos. The rest of the daf is going to discuss other cases. So the Gemara is going to say, or first, which cases does it not work, and which cases do we say the Machshir Mitzvah is Docha, and which cases are not Docha? So Gemara says, Lemute Mai, so what? Rav Yochanan said it doesn't include this case, so which case does not include? Ilem Lemute Lulav, do we say the Machshir Mitzvah of Lulav? For example, let's say you have the Arba Minim, can you cut them down? Like some people have, I think, cows on the call, right? Cow, you have an Arava tree in the backyard, right? So can you cut the Arava? Can you cut the Arava tree or the branches? Can you cut Aravos on Shabbos? So the Brayer says, "Vatayin lulav v'chol machshir docha es haShabbos." Rabbi Elazar, would say that you would be allowed to harvest, cut the lulav, the Arba Minim on Shabbos. So it can't exclude that. Velibute sukkah, maybe machshiri sukkah, building the sukkah, that's docheh Shabbos. Maybe you're saying that's not docheh Shabbos. It's coming to exclude that case. Velibute sukkah v'chol machshir docheh es haShabbos. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds it also building that sukkah and the machshiri of sukkah is docheh Shabbos. Velimute matzah, maybe baking a matzah is not docheh Shabbos according to Rabbi Elazar, because that's machshiri. Vatayin matzah v'chol machshir docheh Shabbos. The Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds it, no. Machshirei matzah are also docheh Shabbos. Velimute shofar, maybe it comes to exclude shofar. Vatanya shofar v'chol machshirav docheh nasa Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Elazar holds that machshirei lulav, shofar, sukkah, and matzah are all docha Shabbos. So Amar Ravada Baraba, so when Rav Yochanan says it excludes, the Rav Elazar will not say all makshirin are docha Shabbos, he's saying lemute tzitzis letaliso u mezuzah lepisco, that it excludes tying tzitzis for your talis and writing a mezuzah for your doorpost. That these makshirin are not docha Shabbos. I mean, it's pretty straightforward because these things, the mitzvah itself is not docheh Shabbos. The mitzvah itself does not override Shabbos. So I guess what he's saying is, when the mitzvah itself is not docheh Shabbos, so then the machshirin are not docheh Shabbos either. Tayin Abihach, we also did a brisa. Vishavid. And Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim both agree. She'im tzietz taliso, if you tied the knot of tzitzis to your garment. Vasa mezuzah lepisko, and you wrote the mezuzah for your doorpost on Shabbos. You chayav, that you are liable. My time, what's the reason? Rav Yosef, Lefishin, Kavulahem. Because the mitzvahs of tzitzis and mezuzah don't have a zman, and kavulahem zman, they don't have a fixed time. You could fill these mitzvahs on Erev Shabbos, so therefore the makshirin are not docheh Shabbos. So in other words, Rabbi Levi's position is that whatever the mitzvah itself is a fixed time, and that's on Shabbos, so also the makshirin override Shabbos. But when the fixed time is not on Shabbos, so the makshirin are not docha, do not override Shabbos. So Rabbi Abai says, Adrav, it's the opposite. Be the aid lahem kavu zman. If they don't have a fixed time, kol shaita v'shaita zimdehi. If they don't have a fixed time, then every moment is its time. And even if you don't wear it, and therefore, why don't they override Shabbos? So, because the mitzvah is upon you on Shabbos. It's every second. Salam Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Vitema Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua Hol V'Yodo Laf Kirad. You have the reason why Machshir Tzitzis Mezuzah do not override Shabbos, since you can render your house or your garment ownerless, and it's no longer in your rishus, in your domain, and there would be no obligation to fulfill the mitzvah, and then you would not have to be Machal Shabbos because of them. It's very fascinating why the Gemara, gives that, the Gemara seems to say that that if you could create a situation where you would not be obligated in the mitzvah on Shabbos, so then we would never make you, we would never say you could do the machshirin on Shabbos, because you could have a situation where you would not fulfill the mitzvah on Shabbos. It's an interesting way of looking at it. I would have thought, had I not read this Gemara, I would have simply said that when you have a fixed mitzvah, so since you have to do the mitzvah, there's also a leniency for the machshirin. Here he's saying that no, any mitzvah that you could do, you're obligated to do it. You're obligated, any mitzvah that you could do right now, you're obligated to do it even to override Shabbos. It happens to be that since you might not have to do this mitzvah, so therefore the machshir not docha Shabbos. Interesting formulation. Now we're going to go through all these cases of how you know lulav, sukkah, matzah, and shofar. How do you know that all these cases the machshir not docha Shabbos? There's a separate, now we're going to say there's a separate source for each, and then we're going to say, why do you need a separate source for each? That's what we do the rest of this abu. Amar Mar, lulav v'chol machshir v'docha d'asa Shabbos, div Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says that lulav and all the preparations for lulav override Shabbos. Now the Gemara asked the following question. Minole the Rabbi Eliezer. How does he know this halacha? E may Omer Shtei Alechem. If you say they learned it from Omer and Shtei Alechem, Shekade Tzorach Gavoa. You can't learn from Omer and Shtei Alechem, because these are important mitzvos, because they are brought in the Mikdash. But Lulav doesn't have any Tzorach Gavoa. And therefore, so how do you know that they are that they're machshir and docha Shabbos? And this may only be because Omer and Shtei Alechem, because they're karbanos for Hashem. So therefore, maybe only those override the machshir and override Shabbos. But lulav, it's not as chashiv, it's not as important of a mitzvah. So maybe the machshir are not docha Shabbos. So how do you know that it is docha Shabbos? Ela amar kra bayom. The pasuk says ulkachem bayom harishon. The Torah could have simply said ulkachem lachem barishon, and you should take the lulav laruminim on the first day. What's bayom harishon? So bayom afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos. Ulamayhel. So what's the halacha? Where do we find there's a Torah prohibition that, you know, it seems to say the following? Had I not said bayom, I would have thought that you can't do a malacha with lulav on Shabbos. So bayom tells you that you can do this malacha. So what malacha are we talking about? Ilema letiltul. If you say simply, comes to the word bayom tells you that you're allowed to override the prohibition of moving, picking up the lulav on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to move something on Shabbos, because it's muksa, because it's not a kli. So it says, itri kor lemishri tiltul. Well, you need a pasuk to tell you that tiltul is permitted. Because why? Tiltul is only a rabbinic prohibition. Min haTorah, you're allowed to pick up a lulav on Shabbos. So when the Torah says bayom, what Torah violation on Shabbos does it override? Ela lemachshirav. So must mean that what? That the mitzvah of lulav overrides the prohibition of machshirin, which is one of cutting the lulav from the tree, that this is forbidden on Shabbos. This would be, again, this is Rabbi Eliezer's position. At the end of the day, we reject that, and also at the end of the day, we hold midrabanan, that you can't carry, you know, a lulav on Shabbos because of tiltul. So again, this is only Rabbi Eliezer's position. We don't pass on this halacha l'maisa. The rabbanan, according to the rabbanan who hold the machshiri lulav, do not override Shabbos. So what do they do with the word bayom? Ahu b'bayle bayom v'lo b'layla. That bayom means that the mitzvah of lulav is only during the day and not the night. Rabbi Lezer bayom v'lo b'layla minale. How does Rabbi Lezer know the mitzvah of lulav is only the day and not the night? Nafkale mi usmachim v'fei Hashem akecham shivas yomim yom v'lo b'laylos. The Torah continues to say, and you should be mesameach before Hashem 7 days. So there means day and not the night. So just like the mitzvah of simcha is yomim, day and not the night, so too the mitzvah of lulav is day and not the night. Avrabanan, why do you need the word usmachtem? What's this? Why can't you learn lulav from usmachtem? So itzrech, now you need it. So that nilav shivas yomim misuka. Maybe you're going to say that we learned that when it says 7 days by lulav from sukkah, malahalan yomim afilu balelos. Just like by Sukkah, it says by Yomim and even the nighttime, the mitzvah of Sukkah even at nighttime. Af Khan's also by Lulav, with Yomim Filo Belelos. Maybe the mitzvah of night, the day, even night, Kamash Milan. So therefore, the pasuk says by Yom to tell you that if the mitzvah is only in the day, not the night, And that because when it says Yomim at the end of the Pasuk, maybe that means days and night, just like it means by Sukkah. So that's why Bayom teaches you day and not night by Lulav, but they don't learn that it overrides that it's even on Shabbos and overrides Makshirin, okay? So then the Gemara asks, V'lichtov Rachma, so that's the debate between Belazar and the Rabbanan, how we understand the word Bayom. Now the Gemara asks, V'lichtov Rachmana Belulav, V'nesu Haraf Nilfo Minei, why isn't Torah simply right by Lulav that Makshirin overrides Shabbos? And then you can learn all the other cases from Lulav. So Gemara says, no, Mishum de'ika lemefrach, ma'lulav shekein ton arba minim. Maybe Lulav is more strict. Maybe Lulav is such an important mitzvah that the Makshirin override Shabbos. Well, how do we know it's such an important mitzvah? Because you take four minim. Wow, that's very special. So maybe only when you take four minim, so then the Makshirin override Shabbos, but it doesn't apply to anything else. Therefore, you need a separate libud, a separate pasuk for every other case. The Gemara is now discussing the Makshirin when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Gemara says, Sukkah v'chol Makshirin adochid es Shabbos div Rabbi Lezer. Sukkah and all the Makshirin override Shabbos. This is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. V'nolei the Rabbi Lezer. How does Rabbi Lezer know this halacha? E. May Omer Shtei Halachim. If it's from the Omer and Shtei Halachim, Sheketzor Kavohu, you can't learn from Omer and Shtei Halachim because those are the needs of Shemayim. Because again, these are korbanos offered to Hashem. So you can't learn from that to Sukkah. So Imi Lulav, maybe you can learn from Lulav? No. Sheken Tor Arba Minim. No, maybe Lulav is more chashuv, more important than Sukkah because it requires four minim. So Ela Gamar, Shiva Shomim Mi Lulav. So rather, it's a Gzeres Shave from Lulav. Malahalad Makshirin Dochad as a Shabbos, Afkan Nami Makshirin Dochad as a Shabbos. So just like by Lulav, Makshirin overrides Shabbos, so too Sukkah overrides Shabbos. Okay, so there is a discussion, I think, in Rashi and Tosfos, whether it's Mufna from Tutzad, they were one side, so they discussed that. But V'lechta Rachmana B'Sukkah V'nesi Haraf Adigmor Minei. So why doesn't the Torah write by Sukkah that Makshirin is Docha Shabbos? Learn every other case from it. Mishum Dika L'Meifrach Mala Sukkah Shekei Noagas B'Leilot Kivi Yomim. No, Sukkah is also special. Now, what's going on here in the Gemara is, if every mitzvah has something unique about it, then you can't learn from that to any other case. So there could be something unique from every mitzvah, which makes it more special, and we don't know what factor is more special than the other. Is Tzorach Gavoah the most special factor? Or is the Arba Minim the most special factor? Or is the Sukkah factor the most special factor? So since we don't know, so therefore you have to learn, from each one individually. You need a special limit for each one. So what's the uniqueness of Sukkah? That Shekei Nohegas Be'leos Kiviyamin, that applies both night and day. Maybe that's a mitzvah chashuva. That's an important mitzvah. And that's why Makshirin are override Shabbos. So you can't learn from that to any other case. Matzah v'chol Makshir adochad Shabbos. We say that Matzah and all, it's Makshirin override Shabbos. Div Rabbi Lezer. Minolei Rabbi Lezer. How does he know this halacha? Imei Omer Shtei Alechem Shkin Tzorach Gavoa. If you're going to learn, you can't learn it from Omer and Shtei Alechem. Why? Because that's Tzorach Gavoa. All right, those are the needs of the Korban. That's Korban. Matzah doesn't have that. Imi Lulav, can you learn from Lulav? No, Shkin Ton Arba Minim. Right? Four Minim make up Lulav, but not Matzah. E, the Sukkah, Shkin Ohegas, Baleos, Kaviyamim. By Sukkah, it applies both night and day, and Matzah, the obligation of Matzah, only the first night. Elagamar, Chamisha Chasar, Chamisha Sar, Mechagash Sukkos. Malahad, Makshir Dochin, Es HaShabbos. Avkad, Makshireha, Dochin, Es HaShabbos. It's the famous Zer Shava of Tesvav, Tesvav, that we learn from Chag HaSukkos. It says the 15th by Lulav, by Sukkos, and also by Matzah. Just like by Sukkah, the mitzvah of Sukkah, the Makshirin override Shabbos, so too, by Matzah, the Makshirin override Shabbos. Again, we're not learning from a Mamatzina, from a Kal Vachomer, but we actually need similar words to learn one from the other. The Gemara says, ask the same question, why don't we only have one source by Matzah to tell you that Matzah the Makshirin override Shabbos, baking Matzah override Shabbos, and learn Makshirin to all these other cases? Matzah is unique. Matzah applies to both men and women. So maybe since that's a mitzvah chashuva, applies to both men and women, so therefore the machshirin override Shabbos. But lulav and sukkah, that these are mitzvahs they should magrama, they're positive time-bound commandments. Women are not obligated, so maybe the machshirin do not override Shabbos. Next, shofar. Shofar v'chol machshir of dochet as a Shabbat Dibur Belezer. Shofar, and I'm the machshirin of shofar v'ride Shabbos. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. B'dolei l'Rabbi Eliezer, ha? How does Rabbi Eliezer know this halacha? I be'omer shtei alechem. If it's from Omer and shtei alechem, you could ask, shekein tzorek avoa. They're tzorek avoa. I be lulav, if from lulav, shekein ton arba minim. That these require the four minim. I be sukkah, if it's from sukkah, shekein oheges. The lelos can be yavim, that they apply at night like the daytime. Ilav id me matzah for matzah shkino hagas benashim kavan nashim. They apply to women and men, so you can't learn from any of that. Ella, Ella, Amar Kra. Rather, the pasuk says Yom Trua Yelachem. Pasuk says Yom Trua, that shofar applies by Yom afilu b'Shabbos, even the day and even on Shabbos. Ulamai, when it says applied, what do you mean that shofar applies even on Shabbos? What prohibition would when we say shofar, you can even do shofar on Shabbos, min haTorah. So what does that mean? What potential Torah prohibition is there on Shabbos to blow the shofar? Ileva tekiya. If you say it's for tekiya, hatara dvei shmul kol malach zavod lo sasu. Yatsa tekiya shofar dias apas shehi chapa veda malacha. So it comes to tell you that. Shofar and Rediyas Apas, blowing shofar and removing the bread from the, when they would bake the bread on the walls of the oven, that was a special skill, removing the bread from the ovens, that you couldn't do that on Shabbos, because that's a prohibition, but it's only a chachma and not a malacha. So there's no, it's not a malacha, Rediyas Apas is not a malacha, it's a rabbinic prohibition, so too, shofar, blowing shofar is not a malacha. So what Torah prohibition are you overriding that we have to say by Yom or Yom Trua? Ella l'machshirin. So rather, what's it coming to say? Machshirin. Let's say you have to cut the ram's horn off the ram on Shabbos in order to blow. So that would override Shabbos. V'rabbana nahu mibar le. How do the rabbana understand what Yom Trua, what the word Yom comes to include? It's b'yom v'lo b'layla. The mitzvah shofar is only the day, not the night. V'rabbi Eliezer b'yom v'lo b'layla minali. How does Rabbi Eliezer learn the halacha of bayom and not balayla? Nafkale mi bayom hakipurim taviru shofar b'chol artzachem. We learn bayom and not the night from shofar of Yovel. If a government madadi and tekiya shofar of Rosh Hashanah and tekiya shofar of Yovel, we learn from each other, right? We know that how mina Torah, how many shofar sounds do you have to blow? How many? You have to do 30, right? Well, maybe only 9, right? Because, right, you need 3 broken sounds. And we learn that you have to do a straight before and after. So you only need min haTorah. You only need, right, David, when you're talking, Shachar says you only need 30 for Rosh Hashanah this year, if you need be, right? So you only need 9. But we, because we don't know, what's a broken sound, so we do all 30. So how do we know?
Rabbi Bo.
So how do we know that there are three broken sounds? Because it says Trua, but it doesn't say Trua by Rosh Hashanah 3 times. It says Trua twice by Rosh Hashanah shofar, and it says it once by Yovel of Yom Kippur. Yovel of Yom Kippur. That it says also Tavir shofar b'chol artzachem. So we learn a lot of things from each other. So therefore, one of the things we learn is that the day, not the night. Why don't we learn, always say explicitly, shofar the machshirin override Shabbos, and we learn everything from it. We can't learn from tekiya shofar Rosh Hashanah. Why? Oh, shofar is such a chashuv, important mitzvah, because why? We bring up the remembrances of Klal Yisrael to their Father in Heaven. Therefore, there the machshirin override Shabbos, and also b'tkiyah shofar yom kippurim leka lebigrei. You can't learn from the tkiyah shofar of yom kippurim the machshirin doche Shabbos. Dabar bar tiku based in shofar niftu avodim v'atayim v'sodos choshes lebaleim. Oh, that shofar blowing is so chashiv, it's so important. Because why slaves return to their houses and fields return to their owners? So therefore, maybe because such a chashiv, such an important mitzvah, so the bachshirid override Shabbos, but maybe it wouldn't apply to anything else. Therefore, you need a special libud for each of these cases. Okay.